back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly urge everyone to download the Devil Radio app. Download it from Apple, Google, from our website. Carry it with you on your phone 24/7. Listen to your favorite shows anytime you want. Well, one of the biggest stories that just broke overnight. Broke, I don't know, a couple of hours ago. There's been a breakthrough on the infrastructure bill in the Senate. And why that is a very big deal is this. There are two infrastructure bills. One is the so-called hard infrastructure, and one is the so-called soft infrastructure. And that's not a comment on one being better and more important than the other. They're all important. But the so-called hard infrastructure is the one that would rebuild our roads, bridges, airports, water systems, and put in broadband and build charging stations, so that electric cars have somewhere to go, and they have somewhere to go, can get there, because there are no gas stations for electricity. They're charging stations. And it's one thing to tool around town. It's another thing to drive from here to Los Angeles. And you're going to want some assurance that there are charging stations for your car. And I'll tell you what, General Motors has said by 2035, they're going to make nothing but electric cars. And you know something? That's not that far away, not really. That's not that far away. So here's the good news. 17 Republicans voted for it, including every Democrat and independent. Remember something, we always say there are 50 Democrats, there are 48 Democrats and two independents. There are two independents and they vote Democratic. So there are 50 Democratic votes, they all voted for it. And there are now 17 Republicans. Moscow Mitch said he'd filibuster it, but 10 Republicans can override that, and now we have 17. And really, politicians are like lemmings. You know, they start to swarm when they get the instinct that they should get washed over the dam. In this case, what happens is you had Mitt Romney in particular, and you had Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, Rob Portman of Ohio, and a number of others. And the minute it looked like it may get close to 10, so it passed anyway, seven other people clambered on. They clambered on so they could go back and tell the trades in their state, carpenters, masons, and so forth, electricians, plumbers, that they voted for it. And it's a good bill. You know something? They gave it a little bit of a haircut, chopped a little bit off, but not a fatal amount. And what the way they did it is they finally agreed they reduced transit money from $49 billion to $39 billion. All right, do I like that? No, I don't like that. The whole bill is approximately a trillion. Over 10 years, it's about $100 billion a year. And you know something? And that's 10 years. It could be extended to 12 years. But in the 10 years of that, half of it, roughly, to be paid for by COVID money that was set aside and not used. And you know something? This is sad. Very, very sad. But why wasn't it used? Over 20 Republican governors stopped the increased unemployment comp for their people. Remember, the federal government, in the allocated money, set aside $300 a week to supplement unemployment comp in these states because people were hurting. You know, they needed to pay their rent, they needed to pay food, and unemployment comp in some states is very low. And in addition, you know, they couldn't find jobs. You say there's a lot of jobs. There are a lot of jobs out there, but a lot of them are very low wage. And more importantly, if you're a single woman with two kids at home and have no child care, how are you going to go to work? You got to get this thing back on track. Anyway, in Wisconsin, Voss tried to chop off the $300. They had a special session. Evers stopped it, vetoed it. They tried to override the veto, but they do not have a veto-proof majority. They're illegitimate gerrymandered legislature. Any Republican that you meet is in the legislature is illegitimate and gerrymandered. They wouldn't make it in a 50-50 race. They're bad news. However, we had enough of a minority to stop the veto override. But well over 20 states, you know, they have Republican legislatures, Republican governors, and they just stuck it to their people, stuck it to them, screwed them, knocked $300 a week off them. Well, that money's sitting there. That part of that is being used for this particular infrastructure bill. That's where 500 some odd billion, you know, you put it all together, that's where it's coming from. And I'll tell you what, the unfunded part from before was 579 billion. They chopped it down to 550. Somehow that made Republicans feel good. You know, I think that's sad. To chop around at the very, very end to somehow make them feel good is very sad. What came out of it? Well, the transit got knocked back to 10 billion. That's unnecessary. Why chop transit? Second thing was they had put up what's called an infrastructure bank. The infrastructure bank was going to cost $20 billion. What is the infrastructure bank? The infrastructure bank was a bank funded with $20 billion from the federal government to leverage private partnership, leverage of this bill. What does that mean? What that means is they go, well, the private sector should get in on this too. There can be a profit motive in doing some of this more than we're doing. There can be a profit motive in building bridges. There can be a profit motive in building charging stations. You can charge modest fees. And there are a lot of investors who would like to do it. And the federal government would be in charge. There'd be no skullduggery. So we will seed it with $20 billion, and we will then get leverage and bring in a lot of private sector money. And this infrastructure bill could be a lot higher, hire more people. Why do the Republicans not want that? Because there are federal wage laws that govern federal projects, and they wanted those eliminated totally. They wanted to pay plumbers and electricians $15 an hour. And the Dems said, no way, they're going to get union scale. They're going to get union wages. Reluctantly, the Republicans gave in. Then at the end, they lashed out with one more foot and they said, well, we won't do the infrastructure bank. Why not? What it does, brings in private sector money. You should like that. Yeah, but you want those wage requirements to apply then to private industry or some of the investors. Well, yes. Yes, we do, right? So what's wrong with that? They wouldn't do it. In other words, to screw somebody on wages, they wanted to kill that amount of money, and they killed that amount of money. That's what they did. They killed it. However, the whole thing is still a little over $1 trillion. That's a very, very big deal. So where do we go from here? It goes to the House. Now, you may think, well, this is a done deal. This is a done deal. We got 17 Republicans. The biggest deal in all of this is Bernie Sanders voted for it. Remember, Bernie was the guy who wanted a lot more than this, but he is a pragmatist. And even though he's a democratic socialist, he voted for it. He voted for it. In the House, we only have something like an eight-seat majority. If the squad doesn't vote for it, if anybody in the progressive caucus doesn't vote for it, they could kill it because they don't think it's enough. With the Democrats, we have enough regardless of what the Republicans do, and there'll be some moderate Republicans who will come on board. For the Democrats in the House, the squad and the progressives have been very, very sly, and I think they'll do something like this now. Some of them will vote against it to basically give talking points and pose for holy pictures. But enough of them will vote for it to let it sneak over by a couple of votes, even if there are no Republican votes. And if there are Republican votes, which I think there will be Republican votes, it's going to pass. This is very good news. This is going to put a lot of people to work at union wages. It's going to put a lot of people work in the trades, a lot of carpenters, a lot of bricklayers, a lot of masons, plumbers, electricians, all the trades, laborers, everybody. It's all good, very good wages. And you know what you're going to do is you're going to get more broadband in rural areas. You're going to get, just like rural electrification in the 1930s, you're going to get rural broadbandification right now in the 2020s. You are going to get improved roads, airports, water systems. The Republicans at the end, they wanted to lash out. They wanted to hit water systems. They wanted to cut out any money for lead pipes. Why? Because their constituents don't drink water from lead pipes. Well, first of all, some of their constituents and base do drink water that's gone through lead pipes. And you drink water that goes through lead pipes, you're a kid, it really hurts your brain. And yes, it happens a lot in urban areas, but there's a lot of people drink water. So they fooled around on that, and the Democrats, this is the kind of trivial stuff they fooled around on. The bottom line, the thing that's the most important to keep in mind in this thing is this was a signature issue with Joe Biden and the Biden administration, a signature issue. And he brought it home. And Joe brought a lot of those people and a lot of the Republicans, and he brought them in little groups, and he worked on them. And, you know, he'd been in the Senate since 1972. From 1972 till 2008, when he was elected vice president, he was in the Senate, one of the leaders in the Senate, chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee. They all know this, know him, and they know him very well. And they also know that it's like the old days where they go and have a bourbon after they fight on the floor and blah, 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 and all that kind of stuff, the old bipartisan stuff. He persuaded enough of them to take out Musco Mitch's filibuster, and then another seven swarm on. They hear, oh, there's action down there. I better get in on this thing, because if I vote against it. And one of the last minute obstacles, apparently, unbelievable, Trump came out against it, said it was wrong and everything. And they are starting to break away from Trump. This is good. And they're very polite about it. They don't say he's a nut, he should be in prison. They didn't say that. But what they did say is, well, there wasn't a lot of specificity in what he said. I'll have to think about that. And then they voted anyway, because they don't want to look like Dr. No all the time. And if they vote down an infrastructure bill to rebuild our roads, the trades don't go to work, there's going to be hell to pay. There will be hell to pay. And so it went through. Now you have the soft infrastructure. That's for another time to talk about. That's going to be a little more difficult. Going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.